This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence were up in October. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 2,000 calls, a 3% increase over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by school complaints and reports of bullying. Reports in October included a person reporting that a student was depressed, experiencing thoughts of suicide, and was going to run away. Local teams conducted a welfare check and took the student to the hospital. Safe to Tell is available to students to report safety concerns, even when they're out of school during holidays. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver finally broke ground on a bike lane down Broadway, a major artery in the city. Cyclists had been demanding the route. It took years of planning and cost $12 million. But one bike advocate says expensive bike lanes on busy streets are not the answer. Avi Stopper started Vamos, a group advocating for bike routes on quiet neighborhood streets.
The real Vamos story is one about access for people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds. And what you'll start to see very quickly if you spend enough time on these types of streets where you often have the official bike routes is that they're great for some people, but they're not so good for the vast majority of people.
He wants Denver to close a network of local roads to through traffic, similar to the pandemic era when the city opened a few roads to pedestrians. In Denver, it's 58 with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 31, and in Grand Junction, it's 48. This is CPR News.